What are the situations, if any, where you would consider resecting the primary and liver in the same procedure?
Depends on the volume of the liver resection. Because of hepatic regeneration, we always worry, how is that going to affect healing of a primary anastomosis? The liver, of course, is a very selfish organ and uses up a lot of protein and energy to heal itself. We and others have shown that, for example, if you've got, a right colon cancer and you're not going to do a major resection, say a segment 2-3 resection or a few wedge resections, then yes, you can certainly do both. You can do a synchronous operation where you take out the primary, you deal with the liver. Now, if it's going to require, say, an extended right hepatectomy, taking out 75 or 80% of the liver, and a very difficult rectal case where you're going to have to do a coloanal anastomosis, no, you would not do both of those at the same time. That would simply be too much and would be too risky to the patient.
What about the patient who has a symptomatic primary, again, either colon or rectum, which is going to make you take the patient to surgery, but again, the patient has surgically resectable liver mets? Again, would you do it in the same procedure, same guidelines you just mentioned?
Rarely. I won't say never, but rarely. Again, if it's, say, a obstructing right colon cancer and they've got a solitary met when you do intraoperative ultrasound in segment 2-3, yes, I would probably do that. Conversely, if it's going to require a major liver resection, I would not do that at the same time. I would go ahead and stage the patient with intraoperative ultrasonography to confirm that there's not other disease, but I would tend to resect the primary in that case, give the patient systemic chemotherapy, and then come back.
What about the patient who has hepatic-only disease, the primary's been removed in the past, for example, and the patient is surgically resectable at this point? Do you generally go ahead and do the surgery, or do you utilize neoadjuvant systemic therapy first?
Well, again, it's not a straightforward answer. It depends on whether or not the patient received adjuvant therapy after resection of their primary. If they did, you have to look at what adjuvant therapy and the duration. We do know that chemotherapy has an effect on the liver. For example, we know that irinotecan does have an association with causing non-alcoholic steatohepatitis. FOLFOX, oxaliplatin-based regimen, can cause what we surgeons like to call blue liver. It's a sinusoidal vasculitis of the liver, essentially. So if the patient has already received a significant amount of chemotherapy, we will frequently go ahead and resect them first. Conversely, if the patient is chemotherapy naive, which admittedly is a very small subset, we may go ahead and give them 2 to 3 months, no more, of systemic chemotherapy. Tends to be FOLFOX plus bevacizumab, dropping the bevacizumab out for their last dose so that they have an adequate time period between their last dose of the bevacizumab and their surgery, and then resecting them and following that with another 3 months of chemotherapy, sort of a sandwich technique, if you will.